what we did last time really was germane, whether you thought so or not. And plus, I just can't get through a semester without reading some fairy tales. And I was nice to you. I didn't read the ones like Girl with No Hands and some of the other kind of interesting ones, the ones that are really grim. But we need to get through this. We are going to have a test on Monday. And then we have a film after that, which is hopefully fun and interesting. Actually, I just got 6 new films today. We don't get to see them all, but I do. All for this course in one way or another. Chapter 2 in Queen of Air and Darkness, she's especially the Queen of Darkness to be sure, is about Arthur. We just started. It's about life at Camelot. We're in Chapter 2 over on page 220 on Queen of Air and Darkness. And it's a time of intervals of peace. So again, we have the chaos. And so we have an overview of life. And if we, as we get on to 221, we've kind of seen Arthur in action, but we get a more specific description of Arthur here on top of 221. Arthur was a young man just on the threshold of life. He had fair hair. Now, when we get to Gareth later, one of the four brothers of Morgusa, four sons of Morgusa, he's going to have almost white hair. So we assume fair-haired ones are the good people. So I assume that means people with almost no hair must be really good.